Beis Hashem, this is Yishmael,
Zion,
day of Shir for us.
Parshas.
Uri Silver is going to be saying Shir Kloli at 5:12 on our sugya. It's always good to be able to be the one that chooses the sugya that someone else says Shir on, because it works for you. We're going to say the sugya. We're going to speak about the sugya today of Achila Chutzlusukah, Shia Chutzlusukah, and he's going to give you our Maror Mekoymes. Now we won't have to do his Maror Mekoymes because we already learned the sugya pretty much. And tomorrow morning we're going to be having a written bechina on the sugya. What? In the Beis Medrash. I will be there in the Beis Medrash. My first day of Chavrusa is not coming, from the best of my knowledge. Though he told me he wasn't coming today either, and he showed up. But I believe he's not coming tomorrow, so I will be available to make sure that everyone is doing this properly. Now, we've spoken in the beginning of this man how we take this chabur very seriously, and we expect everyone to take this chabur seriously. So the same goes with tomorrow's chazara. If a person takes the chazara seriously, and I'll be able to tell if a person takes the chazara seriously based on their answers, not just on the fact that they're sitting there. And I expect everyone to do this chazara by themselves in their seats in tomorrow morning for Seder. Tonight, if anyone wants to chazar, I will be available after night Seder to chazar. If anyone wants, we could start at 10 o'clock, so it won't be an after night Seder. We could start at 10 o'clock. If anyone wants to chazar together with me, I know that some of you have been working hard on chazaring you. Some of you, I've noticed. Some of you, I haven't. But look, I work hard in the shir, and I expect everyone else to work hard also. If you're not working hard, so then, you know, then I think that then you have to find a different market shir that doesn't work hard to say shir, if you could find one. But I work very hard, so I expect people to work hard also. So Beis Hashem, tomorrow, starting at 9:35, there will be Chazara in question form on the Gemara, Rashi, Tosfos, Rishonim, and Achronim that we have done in the Sugya. And Beis Hashem, it would be beautiful to go into Sukkos with a Kinyan, going to Sukkos knowing, what's the question, Yosef Sweet?
So
the Bechina will be Beli Neder available 9:35 for your taking. I expect everyone to do it in the Beis Medrash in their seats in order to make sure that that the yeshiva, the Beis Medrash, still has its the hasmada that we like it to have. When we finish the Bechina, then Rabbi Silver will be giving a shir on the sugya that we're talking about over here right now. The sugya that we're doing is the two dots. Ochlin arai, achilas arai, chutz l'sukkah. We're missing baruch that I know. Who else am I missing? Over there? Okay, my friends. Don't we have a question you wanted to ask? Does it take any...
I'll ask it now, just like you want now.
We could do it now, yeah.
I'm very bothered by the question at the Bainan Kuntras.
So then we have to get to the Bainan Kuntras. When we get there and you're ready to ask your question, you ask your question. that's what I meant. Is it dependent on something we're going to have to process? Okay, let's see what it says in the Mishnah. Eichlin achilas arai chutz l'sukkah. One is allowed to eat achilas arai outside of the sukkah. This is going back to the Mishnah. This is the third case in the Mishnah. First one is shluchai mitzvah p'tur min ha-sukkah. Eichlin v'sham seim p'tur min ha-sukkah. And eichlin v'shoysin arai chutz l'sukkah. Now if you look at the next Mishnah, which is on Chavav Amid Beis, the next Mishnah continues talking about that. It says, Maisa ve'hevilo the Rabbi Yochum ben Zakam on Chavav Amid Beis. Litoim is a tavshil of Rabbi Gamliel, Shnei koisavois v'delisha mayim v'amru helem ha-sukkah. Let's bring them into the sukkah. So we see that there are some people that ate dafka or machba to eat in the sukkah, even though this appears to be an achilas arai. So even though you can eat an achilas arai out of the sukkah, it appears already in the Mishnah that it's better to eat an achilas arai in the sukkah. And the Rambam says that people really, a person should be mahadir to try, I don't remember the exact lashon, yorei chet or yorei shamayim, or the Rambam says those people shouldn't even drink water out of the sukkah. Pilei ploim. He says that, so there's this inyan which we have to understand what's the reason for, but there's an inyan of even not eating, not anything. The Rambam says, I'll read you the exact lashon if I can. Mi sheyachmir al atzmai, velo yishta chutz l'shukah afilu mayim areze meshubach. It's good, meshubach, a person not even to drink water outside of his sukkah. So we'll have to see exactly what is the reason for that. It seems to be maybe perhaps someone machlokes in the Mishnah over there. Akol panim, it says, oichon achilas arai chutz l'shukah v'kama achilas arai. How much is achilas arai? Rabbi Yosef, tarti oitlas bi. So Rabbi Yossi says it's two or three BE. What are BE?
Eggs.
Two or three eggs. That's a lot. Amalei Abaye, Vazimnin Sagiyin, Sagila the Inishbachi, Vavali Sudas Kvai. A lot of people are, a lot of times, it says, let's say a lot of people, Zimnin Sagiyin, a lot of times, it's going to be enough for a person. And that'll be Achilas Kva. So he argues, what does it mean two or three eggs? That's a funny shear. Is it two or is it three? Is it two or is it three? I say two or three eggs. Not sure. Rabbi Yosher says that this is machlekes when it comes to an achilas a svia. It's a machlek, could be, it depends on the person. Is a machlekes achilas svia? Is it three or four eggs? So Rabbi Yosher says that's what two or three. It's different mandabrim. Two, because if you hold that achilas sva is three, then it's two. If you hold achilas sva is four, then it's three. That's what he means. Either way, Abaye doesn't like it. He says, "Zimnin sagin sagin leinish bachi." Have a chilas kva elo. I'm Abaye kidetoyim barbe rav. I'll kala like yeshiva bachrim eats. Yeshiva bachrim don't fress. Yeshiva bachrim they chop food quickly because they have to get to the base medrash. Vashteitzach, right? People they have to they chop whatever they could. And they go straight in the base medrash. Like a toyim barbe rav, like a taste of a barbe rav. V'ayel kala, and he goes straight into the shir. He's running. He doesn't bring his food into the base medrash, and he doesn't come late because he has to eat. He just chaps a little food and he gets into the base medrash. Tana Rabbanan, oichon achilas arai chutz l'sukkah. Oh, so zazeh. It's interesting. The Gemara doesn't ask the question: how much is a shtias arai? What's a shtias arai? What? What'd you say?
It's the shtir which comes with
nachilas. It says, Oichlin achilas, it says in the Mishnah, Oichlin v'shoysin arai chutz l'sukkah. It's interesting, the Dibra Maschel in the Gemara is, Oichlin achilas arai chutz l'sukkah, leaves out the word shoysin. But in the Mishnah it says, Oichlin v'shoysin arai chutz l'sukkah. What? Is it Malay Lugmav? Is it Revius?
People are usually drinking just like,
so what does it mean? Shaisin arai chutz l'sukkah. Oh, maybe it's the shtia that goes with achila. It means that you can drink as much wine as you want out of the sukkah. If you're eating it with the suda, then it means oichlin v'shaisin arai. If the achila is arai, then the shtia is automatically defined based on the achila. I don't know. Where does it say mayim? Where? Yeah. Al Kupanim, the Mishnah doesn't make any mention of that. There's no discussion of what's the Shtias Arai. Says the Gemara, Tan Rabbanon. Oichlin achilas arai chutz l'sukkah v'ein yishenim shenas arai chutz l'sukkah my taima amar avashi gzeira shema yirdam. One is allowed to eat achilas arai out of a sukkah and one is not allowed to sleep a shenas arai out of the sukkah, even a shenas arai. Are you allowed to sleep a shenas kva out of a sukkah? That's ridiculous. Not only that Shenas Kva you're not allowed to do out of the sukkah, a Shenas Ara you're not allowed to do out of the sukkah.
For the same reason for
Achilas Ara. My time? No. I'm Rabashi. Gzeres Shem Yirdam. We're afraid that person who's sleeping. We've heard this before. I just went to lie down for 2 minutes and I woke up and it was 4 hours later. Right. So that a person, once he falls asleep, is not really in control of himself. If a person's eating, he can control. Make sure I'm only eating achilas aray. But Shema, a person is not in control if he falls asleep. So therefore, we're choishesh Shema Yirdam. Even the base measures you're not allowed to if it's sukkahs. Amalei Abaye, Elo haditanya yashem adam shenis arei b'tfilin, avalo shenis kva. A person's not allowed to sleep in his tefillin. He's allowed to be near dam in his tefillin. You have to know, if we pass this way, we have to upon him. Lech Hashem a year dam, when you have the same chshash. We give it over to someone else to watch him. So therefore it's not possible for him to do it. If he puts his head on the shtender, he can fall asleep there for hours. But if he sleeps like this, it's just not going to happen. I mean, some of us are that talented, but most people... So it come out the Chor Sukkos. Also, you should be allowed to do that. Shena's kva like that. It would appear like. And Rava Amar ain't kva l'shena. Rava argues and says, no, there's no such thing. The Gemara is contrasting the sleeping in your tefillin to the sleeping in your sukkah. Why is one not allowed to sleep out of the sukkah? Why is one not allowed to sleep out of the sukkah? Why must one sleep in his sukkah? Why? Because, so, that's a din d'oraisa, right? It's a din d'oraisa. Mitzvah zaseh d'oraisa to sleep in your sukkah. If you sleep out of your sukkah, it's just like you are doing what out of your sukkah? Eating out of your sukkah. So that's why you have to sleep in a sukkah. Why is a person not allowed to sleep in his tefillin? Rashi says, Rashi doesn't say that. That's what I would have thought. Rashi says, because... you have a shenas kvai shema yafiach behem. Shema yafiach behem means maybe we're afraid he's going to flatulate. Flatulate is the sophisticated scientific term for passing gas. A person sleeps so he doesn't have control over his body. And passing gas in your tefillin is a very bad thing. What's a person supposed to do if he passes gas in his tefillin? He's supposed to fast. And it's a serious thing. You're not supposed to pass gas in your tefillin. So therefore, we're afraid that if a person falls asleep in his tefillin, he might lose control of his faculties and he'll pass gas. He won't even know. So is that a din d'oraisa, or is that a gzeira midrabanan? Shema yafiach b'hem. It's a gzeira midrabanan.
So by sukkah, it's a
gzeira. By sukkah, not sleeping in the sukkah. Shena skva is what? The person sleeps the shenas kva out of his sukkah. He's over d'oraisa or d'rabanan. If a person sleeps in his tefillin, he's over d'oraisa or d'rabanan. D'rabanan. So how could you compare them? Ask the Aruch Lener. How could you compare them? Yeah, but there's a gzera l'gzera. That we have a concept of gzera l'gzera. We don't necessarily compare the two of them. Still not. So Baruch is saying that we always can fall back on the Los Aseterets, so that every Gzera D'Rabban is also Dir Aisa, but we're going to have, that's going to be, it's already worn out.
It's good that you're still asleep ahead of your sukkah.
Over Dir Aisa, if you sleep out of your sukkah.
If it's an accident.
Oh, says the Aruch Lener, listen to this. Chesky's Mechavan to the Aruch Lener. Says the Aruch Lener, what's the Isra of sleeping out of your sukkah? The Isser is the sleeping out of it. He's going to say it Lamdish. I'm going to say it Lamdish. This is the sleeping out of the sukkah, or is the Isser going to sleep out of the sukkah? Is the Isser sleeping out of the sukkah, or is it going to sleep out of your sukkah? What? What's the nafkamina? We're going to say a big nafkamina. If he says, if the Isser is the going to sleep out of the sukkah, if I go to take a nap, and I accidentally end up sleeping for 4 hours. Did I go to sleep out of my sukkah?
Yeah. You still want to
sleep. I went to take a small nap. I'm allowed to take a nap, but Shana's Kara is allowed.
You have to think about it.
Right? As Shane's eyes are out. So I went to take a nap, but I ended up sleeping there for 4 hours. Did I go to sleep kvah out of my sukkah?
No.
No? No. Let me ask you a question. Let's say a person is sitting there and, I'm going to say it's like a bad example, but a fly gets in his mouth and he swallows it. Did he eat out of his sukkah? It's a bad example because you're not allowed to eat a fly. But I'm saying, let's say food accidentally goes into his mouth, right? Someone's throwing shirayim, a grasshopper. Yeah, exactly. A grasshopper. Right? And it goes in and he swallows it. Did he eat out? Says the Achlaner, the Isser is, you're not allowed to do the Maisa. If it happens on its own, you weren't over the Isser. So if I took a nap and I wanted to get up, I was intending to get up. I'm getting up in 2 minutes. I'm just closing my eyes. Or a better example, okay? Because this is something that I struggle with all the time. I'm putting my kids to sleep. I'm just putting them to sleep. I'm going to the sukkah. It's a rough one. It's very, very challenging. The Orach Lener is mafayis me. Because you wake up, you weren't over an Isser. Why? Because I didn't go to sleep out of the sukkah. I went to put my kids to sleep. I grad a... What's the Isser, says the Orach Lener, is the going to sleep out of the sukkah.
Until you know there's a chance you're going to sleep 4 hours.
Every time, yeah.
A chance you still didn't go to sleep. Says the Aruch Lener, there's a gzeirah midrabbanan. That what?
You can't go to...
Don't take a nap because you might sleep. So the same way that there's a gzeirah midrabbanan about not sleeping in your tefillin, the din of falling asleep, not going to sleep. If you go to sleep out of your sukkah, people that say, I'm going to sleep in my bed, they're over an Isser, nide'oiraisa. But if a person just falls asleep out of his sukkah, only midrabbanan. The passing gas itself would be a deraisa. Yeah, but the gzir is only midrabbanan. Yeah. Says the Aruch Lener. Rabbi, so we're going to see that it could be this is going to be a gufa, a machlekes, rishayinim. The Aruch Lener is assuming that the din is the going to sleep. We could get there already. We could start there, actually, if we want, as follows. Rabbi Moshe Feinstein, I gave out on the bottom the Shmaitza de Moshe. Rabbi Moshe Feinstein has a shayla. It's a tosfos, actually. Why don't we make a bracha on going to sleep in our sukkah? We make a bracha and we eat. The bracha is leishev basukkah. The bracha doesn't say anything about eating. It's the sitting. So when I go to sleep in my sukkah, I should also make a bracha. Why don't we make a bracha on the shena? Taisa says two terutzim. First terutz, Taisa says, is that because you made a bracha on the bracha on the achila works for the shena also. So do you make a bracha on the sleeping?
Yes.
Yes. It's just I already made the bracha. I made the bracha already. So what happens if a person was out of his sukkah for like a few hours, and then he walks into his sukkah and he's going to sleep? What he should really do if he wants to avoid problems, because we'll see there's going to be problems, is eat first and then go to sleep. That way you can make a bracha on your achila. Because the second teretz is, no, you don't make a bracha on the shena. You don't, so it's the second teretz. Why not? It says, because maybe you might not fall asleep, and it'll be a bracha. So Tosfos says that's why you can't make a bracha. Frechter, Moshe Feinstein. What?
Why do we make
a mapil? A mapil, same type of shayla. Moshe Feinstein says, what are you talking about? What's the mitzvah? The mitzvah is the sleeping? Or the mitzvah is the going to sleep? If the mitzvah is going to sleep, I'm going to sleep. Even though I don't fall asleep, I went to sleep. The mitzvah is do what you do in your house. In my house, I go into bed. I went into bed. If I didn't fall asleep in my house, it's teshu came to do it. It's makai my mitzvah. What was the mitzvah? It was the going to sleep. The same way that the Aruch Lener said that the aveira is not the sleeping out of the sukkah, it's the going to sleep out of the sukkah. The mitzvah is not the sleeping in the sukkah, it's the going to sleep in the sukkah. Says Rav Moshe, it's makai the mitzvah. I went to sleep. The Chayra, these two Terutzim of Tosfos, is going to depend on this Shiloh. Tosfos first Terutz is, Enoch, I'll make a bracha on sleep. Right? Don't worry about whether you're going to fall asleep or you're not going to sleep. Because right? Maybe the mitzvah is the Cheftz of the sleeping. Second Terutz, or the mitzvah is the going to sleep. The second Terutz says, no, we're afraid you're not going to fall asleep. The mitzvah is the sleeping itself. Nafkamina would be as follows. Shlomo Zalman has a Shiloh. Let's say your friend is sleeping in the sukkah, and you don't have much room. There's not much room in the sukkah. can you, and he's a heavy sleeper, right? He sleeps like a center. So can you take him out of the sukkah and then go to sleep in his place? Carry him out of the sukkah. Schlep him out of the sukkah. He's sleeping in the sukkah. You schlep him out of the sukkah and then sleep in his place. What do you mean? Now he's sleeping out of the sukkah. Now he's sleeping out of the sukkah. Says of Shlomo Zalman, the mitzvah is the going to sleep. While he's sleeping, he's not even Makaima mitzvah because he's sleeping. Says Rav Moshe, no! If the mitzvah is the going to sleep, so then we would make a bracha on the Shana. Tosfos says we don't make because we're afraid you won't fall asleep. You see, the mitzvah is the sleeping. Rav Moshe says it's going to depend on the two Tirutzim of Tosfos. It's going to depend on the two Tirutzim of Tosfos. If the mitzvah is the sleeping, you can't take him out. You mefkim him from a mitzvah, a chutzpah. Again. We'll start like this. We can do it over again. The Aruch Laner is a kasha. He says, how can we compare the din of not sleeping in your sukkah to not sleeping in your tefillin? Not sleeping in your tefillin is only gezeirah. Not sleeping in your sukkah is a diraisa, says the Aruch Laner. The going to sleep is the avera. So if I went to sleep, shinas arai, and I remained asleep, there it's only gezeirah midrabbanan. We say, don't do arai, we're afraid it's going to become kva. It's also only a din midrabbanan. What does the Aruch Laner say? The iser is the going to sleep. But if I sleep out of my sukkah, I'm not over on anything. If I go to sleep, I'm over midrabbanan, maybe. If I go to sleep, that's where the iser is. So we said, the other way around, the mitzvah lechor would be the going to sleep. That's going to depend on Tosfos. Tosfos says, why don't we make a bracha on going to sleep? One Teretz of Tosfos is we do. Kind of. It's just we made that bracha already on the eating. The other Teretz says, no, you don't make a bracha on sleep because we're afraid you won't fall asleep. In fact, the Mishnah, we're afraid you won't fall asleep. Who cares you don't fall asleep? You went to bed. You went to bed. That's going to depend on what the mitzvah is. If the mitzvah is the going to sleep, if the mitzvah is the sleeping, so then I have to actually sleep. That might be the two Tirutzim of Tosfos. And an afkamina on that would be, if someone is sleeping in a sukkah, if Shlomo Zalman asks the Shaila, can I schlep him out of the sukkah? Can I remove him from the sukkah? If the mitzvah is the going to sleep, he's makayim the mitzvah. Let's see it inside our Bais. On the bottom of the back page of the Maror Mekoyimus, does everyone have a Maror Mekoyimus here?
Either way, he's makayim the mitzvah.
No, what we you say? Yeah, but you can't make someone be an oinus. He's not makayim the mitzvah. You're taking away his mitzvah. He's not makayim the mitzvah. He's just not. He's not. You're right. It won't be oiver, and it won't be held accountable. But the mice, you're picking a person out of the mitzvah. It's like if I light my menorah and you put it out. Now, if halacha is a mitzvah, then you're makayim. But if hanocha is a mitzvah, it's not right. What are you doing it for? I'm not. I can't hold me accountable. But you still you ruined my mitzvah. I had a nice mitzvah going on over here. Let's see. Why would you have to say that? Why are you making things complicated? Just tell me. Why? Like, what do you want to do that for? It's so beautiful the way we did it. Like, it's so nice. Leave it. Any reason?
No.
Let's see. At the bottom of the Maror Mekoyimus. Ayin Bahalichas Shloima. Sheposak. You're allowed to take your friend out of a sukkah if he's sleeping. I believe that people used to sleep that heavy. We got a little bit more more mefunakim nowadays, and you know there's a little bit of light, a little bit of noise. People used to sleep; they slept zaftig. You know, you can mamish pull a guy out of a sukkah and he's still sleeping, because if he wakes back up, what does he have to do? He has to go back to sleep. It's not going to help. Imagine that. You like to take him out and then he wakes up. It's like, okay, I got to go back in.
Once you want to do it, you have to do it again.
What?
You already went to sleep.
Going to sleep.
Yeah, you have to go to sleep. Yeah.
You
already
went to sleep in the sukkah.
I already ate. Now I don't have to eat in the sukkah.
Or you're going to sleep.
Same night.
Same night. So mutter lo haitzi chaver shiyashem na sukkah kivin shiyashem. Are you putting me call a mitzvahs? He's potter. Umashechayvo ha-toyre lishoin besukkah, hainu maise shchivosoi, kidei lishoin, the mitzvah is the maise shchiva, or in our words, the
going to sleep.
V'kan shekvar nirdam mutoloi tziyai, shekvar yotze mitzvosoi. V'ayin b'mekor ha-shmaitza, that's the thing that we wrote on the top, sivkotin zeh, shekosav ha-tam she'in mevorchan ala she'inam, ava pisha shoichev lishoin, is the be'inon sheyoshan dafka, the hamitzvah eino b'shchiva al manas lishan ala sheino gufa, who hamitzvah lefizeh lochorein lo itziyai. It depends. Is the mitzvah the actual sleeping, or is the mitzvah the going to sleep? Tosfos says we can't make a bracha because I'm afraid that I'm not going to fall asleep. According to Tosfos, then the mitzvah is the shein itself. Can you get me a couple of
words? That which you said, where is this din taken from?
Oh, so that's what Noach was saying, that a person can't hold an account of. I don't know if he can be. Shaz, can you be Mekayim a mitzvah while you're sleeping? It's another Shaila. So that's what Moshe speaks about later. I didn't photocopy that. Moshe says, you can be Mekayim mitzvahs when you're sleeping also. Well, that's he has other examples. I think you're Mekayim mitzvah Shabbos. A person, let's say, goes to sleep on Shabbos, but he's doing Menucha Shabbos, he's doing Shmira Shabbos. Yeah, could be. Thank you very much. Einik Shabbos. And Moshe have the same Shiloh when it comes to Hamapil. The same Shiloh. Someone mentioned that. What do you mention the Shiloh? When it comes to Hamapil, it's the same Shiloh. Is the mitzvah, the bracha is on the going to sleep? Or is the bracha on the sleep? What's Hamapil? If it's the going to sleep, so then a person's not supposed to talk after Amapil. So how long do you have to wait? Let's say he has a hard time falling asleep. It's like 4 hours. So it has to be enough. That's called trying to go. I think it's around 15 minutes. No, it's how long does it take for a person to fall asleep? Once I did that, I did a mitzvah of going to sleep. I didn't fall asleep. I was going to the mitzvah. I already did it.
How often
Hold on a second, let me just bring it out. Hold your thought. If the Hamap is on the Shayna, you can't talk until you sleep. It's rough, but maybe that's what it is. You can't talk until you sleep.
Every time you wake up and then fall asleep, you have to
do the mitzvah. Oh, maybe you have to see Hamapil again, you're saying. It's all nichla. I don't know. But my friends, if you hold that the bracha of Hamapil is on the going to sleep, so you can't just lie down in bed and say, okay, I went to sleep and get up. So what's it called, going to sleep? I'm lying in bed with enough time for a person's body to unwind. 15 minutes, I went to sleep. I didn't fall asleep, okay. But I made the bracha. I was yoytze the bracha. The Briskirov was machben not to say Amapil. Why didn't the Briskirov ever say Amapil? He was always afraid he wasn't going to sleep. No, he slept. He was always afraid he wasn't going to fall asleep. So the story goes, the legend goes, that one night he was so exhausted. He's like, I can for sure say Amapil. I'm for sure going to sleep. And he said Amapil, and he was so nervous the entire night that he couldn't fall asleep. Yeah, someone else had a question?
Yeah, I feel like it's very rare for people when they want to go to sleep that they're not going to be able to fall asleep because it's not Shia.
Okay, yeah.
So why are you worrying about something?
Yeah, that could be the pshat in the first teretz. Maybe the first teretz also holds that the mitzvah is on the Shena. He just holds that we're not choshesh, and it's not shchiach. People are going to fall asleep, so you can make a bracha on it. Yeah, in a chanami.
About during the day, then it would be a whole different shiloh.
About what?
During the day, because you might not. It's much harder to fall asleep.
Maybe during the day it's much harder to fall asleep. It's more of a reason why you shouldn't say a bracha. Yeah, the stuff in Vissen. Okay, my friends. What's the shir achila that you're allowed to eat outside of a sukkah? It seems like over here. The shir is of achila is two or three be'a. Let's see, Rashi. What does two or three be'a mean? Rashi says, "Tarti otlas shtaim oshalosh pa'amim yitin l'soch piv more shilash." It sounds like two or three crackers, maybe two or three rogalach. Right, there's a different gear, so two or three betzi, not beya. Some people have a gear of beya, which sounds like eggs. Betzi is like pieces of bread. Kitaim bar be rava ayel ba boiker kitcholch on base medrash do doy kshama yim shkhu ashmois ve toy mal piv he fills his mouth ve shoyz and he just drinks. So it's interesting. Apparently the shear, whatever it is a shear that's larger than a kazayis. This shear that we're speaking about here, it's larger than a kazayas. It's a kabeya. He brings it to Tosis brings it to shear of a kabeya. What's interesting is as follows. Rav Moshe Shmuel Shapiro brings, the Rambam says, how much do you have to eat the first night of Sukkot? You don't have to be yoytze the mitzvah. Every other night you eat if you want to eat. In the sukkah, you don't want to. You don't have to eat. So if a person wants to avoid eating in a sukkah, what should and he has mezonos, how little should he eat? Eat less than two or three beya, or less than a beya? It depends on the machlokes. But how much do you have to eat on the first night of sukkahs? The Rambam says, Achila Balel Yom Tov Rishon B'Sukkah Choyva Afilu Achal Kizayis Pas Yoytzidei Chavasoi. Kizayis is enough. Kizayis is enough. Magen Mishnah says, where did Ram get Kizayis from? Because this din that this Choyva on the first night of Sukkot is learned from, from the first night of Pesach. How much matzah do you have to eat? Kizayis. How much do you have to eat in your Sukkah? Because even though we really have to eat two kazesim on the first night of, but we're not going to get into that. One is mitzad matzah, one is mitzad koirach, or mitzad dechilas matzah, mitzad whatever. We're not going to go into that exactly, but kazais. Frecht the Ran Ashaila. Amartik Ashaila. I don't get it. The sheer achila in a sukkah is what? What did we say? Less than what is not mechayv you to sit in a sukkah. Less than a beya, two or three beya. So if I eat less than a kazayis, I don't even have to be in a sukkah. So how can you tell me the chiyuv on the first night is to eat a kazayis? How could you tell me that? Kazayis isn't even the sheer of what needs to be eaten in a sukkah. In a chanami, but the sheer achil on a sukkah is a kebeya. One beya, two beya, three beya. Definitely not a kazayis. So how could you be yoytzi your mitzvah of sukkah with a kazayis in the first night of sukkahs? Yeah. So there's three terutzim to this kasha, my friends. The first terutz of the kasha is, perhaps, there is a fluctuation in shiurim. For example, the sheer kazayis. If a person eats something that's a shalem, it's even less than a kazayis. If a person eats something that's a beria, even less than a kazayis. Let's say you eat a teeny little bug. Teensy weensy little bug. Are you over an issa d'oraisa? It's not a kazayis. It's a beria. And therefore, even the smallest little bug, you're going to be issa and issa d'oraisa. So, what's the shear for drinking? Revius. What about if you drink something like a more zaftig, for example? Schnapps, there are those that make a kiddush on less than a revius. It's all shaila, machloikes, but I'll go on it. So perhaps we could say that on the first night of Sukkot, because of the limud of Tesvav Tesvav, we are machshiv the kazayis, and now your sheer sukkah becomes a kazayis on this night. In a chanami, all other nights, what's the sheer? Kabeya, two beya, three beya. On the first night of Sukkot, the shir is a kazais.
The whole night you can't eat.
Says Mati Lafiza, the whole night you shouldn't be able to eat less than a kazais outside of the sukkah. Maridik Akasha. So that's why this teretz is itself a little shaky. There's another teretz. This the other teretz is the standard yeshivish teretz. What?
It's like you didn't do it.
No, what he's saying is that. We're talking about the mitzvah to be mekayim. What about the isra to eat out? The isra to eat out is only a kebeya. The fizah, the first night you should have an isra to eat out of the sukkah, even just the kazayis, because tonight kazayis because the shir achila tonight becomes.
It's not a shir achila, it's kazayis.
But why is the mitzvah kazayis? Why is the mitzvah kazayis? Why is not a mitzvah kebeya?
Because
yeah, but the shear of sukkah is always a kebeya. Tonight it changed. If it changed tonight, it should change for everything.
But is it tonight or it's a thing that you learn from Pesach that you need to do a kazayis and therefore?
Yeah, but the shear is a kebeya. How could you say kazayis? The shear of a sukkah is always kebeya. So the shear of the sukkah had to have changed.
We learn now special din kazayis from Pesach.
That the shear of the sukkah changed.
No, there's a mitzvah of kazayis.
But what happened to the shear of a sukkah? You could say a different teretz. Akiva could say a different teretz, which will work for you. Another teretz. This is the standard vintage yeshivish teretz, which is as follows. There's a mitzvah all days of Sukkot to eat in a sukkah. What's the mitzvah of eating in a sukkah? Basukais, teishvu, shivas yamin. And we have a din teishvu, came to do. That is all 7 days. There's another mitzvah. What's that? That the first night of Sukkot, you have to eat in the sukkah. Do you say that these two mitzvahs are really one mitzvah? It's just that the other days of Sukkot, the mitzvah is a rishus. And the first night, the mitzvah is choyva. Or do you say it's two separate mitzvahs? I have a mitzvah basukas teshu shivas yamim arishus, and I have a andra mitzvah, a separate mitzvah on the night of tesvav of eating in the sukkah. What's going to be a nafka mina? Do they have the same shiurim? For example, all the other days, what's the shiur of eating in a sukkah? How much did we say? A beya, two kabeya, three kabeya. The night of sukkahs, maybe it's a different shiur. What do you mean? The Ran asks, how can you have a different shear? What do you mean? I thought the shear of a sukkah is, that's a shear of teishvu. This is not teishvu. Another nafkamina. All the other nights, what happens if you're mitzstayer? What's going to be the din? You're pater. Why? Where's the makar for the ptur mitzstayer? Teishvu. The first night of sukkahs, are you pater if you're mitzstayer? No. If it's all one mitzvah, the chefs of the mitzvah is teishvu. So you're going to be part of your mitzvah. If it's not al teishvu, then you're going to be chayiv. What happens if it's yordu gishamim in the night of Sukkot? That might be totally in this chakira. Maybe pshan in the Rambam is. The Rambam says that chilas kezayis, because the Rambam holds it's a different mitzvah. It's a mitzvah of tesvav, tesvav. Kiva, that's much more gishmak than what you were saying, right? It's a different mitzvah. The Torah says the mitzvah on the night is a chitz kezayis. You have a different mitzvah. You have a mitzvah. The rest of that's a mitzvah of kebeah. That would be good. The only problem is that the Magen Mishnah himself waffles as to, vacillates as to whether or not you have to eat in your sukkah on the first night if it rains. The Chayra, if we're right in our lumdus, it should be very clear according to the Magen Mishnah. The Rambam seems to say, Shiras Kezayis, it's a different mitzvah. I shouldn't have a p'tur of Yardu Gishamim. So we can get out of it. We can say Yardu Gishamim is a different din. It's not mitzvah. We spoke about that last week. A koponim comes where Moshe Shmuel says a whole different vart. And this is what I'd like to end a parting vart. It's a vart, it's a beauty. The Rambam here brings in two different places, in two halachas. The Rambam brings in Perek Vav, Halacha Hey and Halacha Vav. Twice the Rambam says you have to eat in a sukkah. Twice. Why does the Rambam do it twice? One right after the other. You have to eat in a sukkah, you have to drink in a sukkah. One time the Rambam says you have to be dar in the sukkah. What does that mean? Live there. The other time the Rambam says you have to sleep in your sukkah. Halacha Hey says you have to be dar in your sukkah. Halacha Vav says you have to sleep. Again he says Oichlin, Shoysin, V'dorin b'sukkah. And then he says, Oichlin v'shaysin yishainim. Why does the Rambam switch? Well, what are these two dinim in the Rambam? Says the Rambam, Moshe Shmuel, Amar Dik Yisoy. He says there's two dinim. One is a din, you have to make your sukkah into your bias. And I want you, this is my parting vart, and I think this is perhaps the most important idea when you come to sukkahs. A sukkah has to become your bias. The halacha is you're supposed to bring all of your kalim from your house into your sukkah. Why? So you might say, because you want to make your sukkah look beautiful. Says the Rambam Shmuel, it's more than that. This is becoming your house. Your house. You have your stuff in your house. What was your house has to become your closet, or it becomes your pantry, or it becomes your machsan. Say midiras kva, say midiras arai. Set up shop inside of your sukkah. Make this your house. Set up shop there. I set up shop. I'm putting everything into my sukkah. You're supposed to go for walks in your sukkah. Why is that? Make this your place. That's the reason. The Rambam says you should even drink water in your sukkah. You know why? Why should I drink water in my sukkah? What's the reason? Is that teishvu? Not all teishvu. as the heft of the sukkah should be my bias. This is my place. I'm doing everything over here. There are people that they have these teeny little sukkahs. They go into their sukkah for the meal. They run out of the sukkah right afterwards. They spend maybe 4 hours in their sukkah maximum, you know, over the course of Yom Tov. As fast as they can get out of the sukkah because it's too cramped, they're not praving in the sukkah. It's supposed to prava in the sukkah. That's halacha hey, says the Rambam. Dar besukkah, live there. Make it into your dira. Shtel it avek as your dira. So anything that you do over there that's moisiv in the dira of the sukkah, you should do. Achil apachas make a zayis. Shti apachas make a shir. Learn in your sukkah. Go for walks in your sukkah. Just hang out in your sukkah. Make that into your bias. That's one din. There's another din in the Gavra. The din in the Gavra is, I have a chiyuv to eat in my sukkah. I have a chiyuv to eat in my sukkah. It's usher for me to eat out of my sukkah. How much is usher for me to eat out of my sukkah? Kebeya. But the shtelling avek of the sukkah as my makom, I could do that even in a kazayas. So says Rav Moshe Shmuel, what's the chiyuv on the first night of Yom Tov? I'm inaugurating my sukkah. You have to inaugurate the sukkah. How do you inaugurate the sukkah? Shaf and achila in the sukkah. A kazayis. Because that made the sukkah into my bias. It's like I'm doing a kinyan. I'm doing a chanukah sabayis. The chanukah sabayis is with the kazayis. The iser gavra of eating out of the sukkah, that's on a kebeya. But the shtelling of vek of the sukkah as my bias, I could do with a kazayis. The Meila, he says, these are the two dinim in the Rambam. Why does the Rambam only say Shena and Halacha Vav? He says, very simple. Because the Rambam is saying Halacha Hey, all the things that can be moisif into the bias. But Shena, you can't do even a Shena Arai outside of the sukkah. So Shena always is going to be a din in the Gavra. Aside for the, in other words, it always exists in that realm. I can't even sleep even a little bit out of my sukkah. Fi zeh, perhaps we can answer with this, we'll close. An interesting Ramban. The Rabbi Yerucham Olshin in his Sefer uses this Yusoy to answer Ramban. The Ramban says, there's a Hava Amina that Echad mi b'nei habayis has to be dar basukah. V'hashar yeshmu babatim. One person from the house has to be dar in the sukkah. Strange. Why in the world would you think one person has to be dar in the sukkah? He says, don't think that. Kol asher hu mi Yisrael. Shelo yedai be'echad mibnei habayis la dor besukkah. I would think it's only enough for one person to be dar in the sukkah. V'asher yeshu beitim. Avo kulam yeshu besukkas. What type of havamina? Says Rabbi Yerucham Atei Lepshad. He doesn't mean that the other people don't have to eat in a sukkah. For sure they have to eat in a sukkah. He doesn't mean that other people don't have to sleep in a sukkah. For sure they have to sleep in a sukkah. But who has to be dar in the sukkah? Who has to shaf the sukkah as a makom dira? The din halacha, hey, maybe one person is enough. He's plowing, this is a bias. This became a bias. For me it's a bias. So now that it's a bias, the gavra can eat in the bias. That was the havamin.
Then that guy would have to go rain and snow and like.
That guy has to always prav in the sukkah. Again, there's maybe Peturim of Mitzara, other things like that. But Akoponim, these are the two dinim. My friends, Kitzer, I think that we've spent so much time learning about the sukkah. It's incumbent upon us to have a different sukkahs, to have a different relationship with our sukkah. We have to learn to prav in the sukkah, make a sukkahs. This becomes our bias. Right? A person should have sensitivity, you know, that it's brought down, that a person has a chiyuv to eat the first night of Sukkot. Some people say it's a chiyuv to sleep the first night of Sukkot. The other nights you don't have to sleep. You want to do some chasbis and shuv the whole night, you could do it. The first night of Sukkot. So, we should try the first night of Sukkot. At least try to go to sleep in a sukkah. If you can't fall asleep, okay. I can say at least I was yoytz the mitzvah. According to some shittas, I was yoytz the mitzvah. At least I did on the first night. But we should do our shtadlus bifol mekan beis Hashem asiyata d'shmaya. Do we do that? Because Hashem will be another tomorrow. We're going to be having the Chazoras. the written chazara tonight. Anyone that wants the chazara with me, starting at 10 o'clock, feel free to come over. And Eretz Hashem, we should all have a gemara chasima tov.